October 7th, 2019. Mr. Kneesler, can you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Daigle. Councilmember Bourgeois.
Here.
Councilmember Richard.
Here.
Councilmember Andre. Councilmember Kneesler.
Here.
Attorney Acosta.
Here.
Mayor Rhodes.
Here. If you look in your packets, we got our minutes from September 9th, 2019. I think we kind of looked at them. If y'all have any changes or any updates, let us know. We can change them for our next meeting when we vote. Committee reports. We'll move to Public Works Committee. Project updates. It's Public Works update, really, for September. We had two rain events for 0.6 inches of rain. Very dry. Of course, no drainage issues with that kind of rain. We did several catch basin repairs around town. We had no skate alarms during September. We had one out of compliance test at the sewer treatment facility. We installed a radar device on a Brulee Oaks lift station to better control the level. Hopefully, if it works, we'll gradually start to install those on all the lift station. If it comes out to where it works, it helps us out a lot. We cleaned and brought to grade 362 feet of roadside ditches on Venzul, Aline, and North Lebove. We cleaned and brought to grade approximately 1,080 feet of off-road drainage ditches. We cleaned out multiple culverts on Venzul and North Lebove. So we're gradually doing what we can do on our side for the drainage piece. Upcoming Republic roadside debris pickup is scheduled for the week of October the 14th. And our extra monthly pickup is scheduled for October 25th. So that's our Public Works updates. Drainage discussion, we kind of hit on some of that in the Public Works update. We are gradually working on every ditch that we can get to. We rent the excavator, I guess that's the right term, to dig the ditches out, I think every other week. So we're gradually getting where we can get. We've had some citizens that we have to meet with to discuss to get on their property to dig ditches, so we're gradually working on it. Well, we had any luck on drainage?
Well, the other day I talked to Shane today, we're going to lay out a map of the drainage. We'll know the drainage miles of feet of ditches, you know, and then make an approach ditch by ditch how you want to approach the road. It's the only way you can tell the truth, so you can budget what you want to do.
Right.
Study.
Okay.
And done.
Good, that would be perfect.
So we're pulling together the information we have on Tauntaun, Allen Street stuff that we've done, and you know, possibly some of those drainage studies that the other subdivision developers did, and bring that in and see how it all puts together.
Good. I was talking to Shane today, and maybe I'm wrong. I'm a retention kind of guy now, knowing the way drainage works here. And for every inch or 2 inches or 6 inches that we clean out of a ditch, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, it seems like we can retain more water in that ditch because we're a little bit deeper. And it'll hold it for a little while.
More water in the ditch.
And so
by you cleaning it, most probably improves its speed of leaving that to get to the drainage, main drainage canal, whatever
yep.
it may be.
But if they can't, it's going to hold that extra amount as opposed to going outside. So with our current situation with the Tauntaun filling up in the Paris Canal and the river being high and all those perfect storm things that happened back in June, we have to think on the retaining piece and retaining that water somewhere until we can get the water out, because it goes out quick. So I like the idea we're going to clean these ditches out better to grade so the water runs out, but when it doesn't have a place to go, we have a deeper ditch, if you will. I'm not an engineer. That's just Scott Rhodes thinking. Right.
You just got to remember, worst case scenario is the tailgate. Wherever the water is going to, whatever level that is.
That's as low as it
right.
can get.
Lowest it can drain. Every so much it goes up, that water will leave you slower and slower because the gradient is less.
Right.
When the level's down, the pump goes down, and we have drought. You get a 10 or 12 inch rain, it's a blowout because your downhill gradient is a lot steeper.
you think we can have that map this month?
He was not in his office today when I walked back there telling him I was coming here, so I think I missed that question.
Okay.
I'll get it from him. And I'll introduce you. Addis has had some horrendous problems, issues come up recently. So I drug him down to Addis and he's done something in Addis real quick for him. That's what we want to do here.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that would be good if you can get that, and then that way we can start planning on how we're going to spend the money and where it's going to go.
All know this side is going to relate to Tonton and this side is going to relate to
Cooley.
So what have we done that would help Eileen Street in the short term? Is North LeBeau ditch is going to help something with Eileen?
I think it'll help up in the front. I'm not sure where they dug on Eileen. Shane was going to be here and he can't make it tonight. I'm not sure where they dug on Eileen as far as cleaning out ditches, but I'm almost positive we're at the hot spots cleaning out somewhere. And I don't know, maybe you can see.
Every culvert you get cleaned.
Yeah.
Downstream.
And we're blowing out culverts. As we clean the ditches, when we get to a culvert, we blow it out with our sewer jetter. So
it's like we've discussed before, where engineers run numbers. You give us a 24-inch pipe, we're going to clean 24-inch pipe. Basketball's in there, or somebody raked all their leaves and put in front of that culvert. All those numbers go down the toilet.
Yeah.
You don't have a clean pipe.
Yeah, so we're gradually getting there, and once we get the map, then we'll be more able to determine where we're going to focus the money. Of course, our focus will be on Venzu and Eileen, which is where our big problems are. So.
And the one thing Shane said he has done it is in a couple of big rain events, he has a high water mark for us to go survey. If we can tie that to other elevations, you don't know why the water's not getting out of here. I'm a firm believer. I think it's the height of Tonton and the height of what's going on. You don't have to grade it.
Right. Good. That'll be good information to have this month. So
you don't think it was a level, the elevation of the outfall to the intercoastal?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Tonton to the intercoastal, all out of the lakes back.
Right.
So is Parrish doing anything about the Tonton that you know about?
I know they've worked on cleaning it. We suggested 10 years ago, if there's a 90-degree turn as it goes north, leaving my house, as it goes north and it takes a 90-degree turn to go back to the intercoastal. We have tried to get them to not make it a 90, but just kind of make it a 45, let's call it. Still keep the same lane, just move the ditch.
Right.
That has... Joey tried that with actually Butch Plumshay, and then Joey and Drew, you know,
have
a little different relationship, I guess. So I don't know where that's at. I was told that that should help get some of the water out of there, but water was not like a 90 for it, I can tell you that. I ain't no engineer.
That's head loss and all it is. Just close it in.
Yep. All right, and with that, we did find a spot over by between the high school and the barbershop that drains under the highway, and so we got DOTD to look at that. I mean, it hadn't rained in 2 months till today, and when there was water sitting in that ditch. There's a problem there, so hopefully DOTD, we have to get them to clean that out. They're going to come and clean it out and hopefully clean out under the highway, which will help that area right there. We have the school coming that's going to eventually drain somewhere there.
Just pulling into town, look at the piling at the bridge crossing. It's piled up with sticks and leaves. I bet it's blocked 10 or 20%.
And we fighting that beaver back there. That beaver bill's right on the other side of that is where that beaver dam is constantly. So, yeah, we try.
We need to buy a 22 rifle.
Anything else on drainage? All right, Live Oak Sewer Station update. You guys have an email today that came from Roy, and it's really, really pricey to do what we want to do back there. So I'm going to try to talk to DEQ and maybe some people. We can find some money that might be able to help us out, some kind of grant, some kind of match money to see what we can do. The first alternative that we discussed was $350,000, and I think that's out of our budget.
Putting a pump back there, larger load, permitted 8-inch pipeline, it's not an expensive ordeal. Now, let's put all the bells and whistles on it that you need. The big cost you're looking at is upgrading your generator. You want to start 100 horsepower load, backup power. I'm going to throw some terms out you may or may not know. An across the line starter is going to require a 250 kW generator. Sky high, that's where that price goes. If in today's world electric companies try not to do across the line with big motors so you don't get all these dimming of lights, they put soft starts on so the inrush current hits it, 10 or 12 seconds later the rest of the current hits it, so it's not all at once. That dropped you down to 150 kW generator. That's the majority of that cost out there, the generator, and then to try to get elaborate in putting your controls, talk to each other, so it's all automatic. That's where you stand. If you want to back down, get rid of people, get rid of the generator. Oh, I wouldn't run it when the sun's shining and I have a rain event, I have electricity back there. Boom, you knocked 150 grand off of it like this. If I don't want to coordinate the controls, you want to go back there and do it, man, just boom, you drop down some more money.
Yeah.
That's all the bells and whistles you need in a power, rain, storm, and loss of power back.
Yeah.
That's the only way you want to do it, with the generator.
Don, you had a question about that third item?
Yeah, I didn't understand it until you corrected me. The 8-inch force main, I thought that maybe the first two with the two generators, the two different size generators, that you would need an 8-inch main, but he says, no, we won't need a new
trunk. Those first two, right now the station's designed for 650 gallons a minute. That takes care of a normal, today's world, what's going on today, dry and all the pump and all the people flushing. Whatever you do, the station will take care of it. What happens in a rain event, you get the erroneous water and it goes up. That station is designed for one pump to run, the second pump's backup if the first one breaks. It's hard to explain to lay people. You turn on the first pump and you've got a long force, and you turn on the second one, you're not doubling your flow. You will probably get a few percent, 10, 15, maybe 10% more. But the head loss goes up and your pump will pump in, let me use an efficiency number of about 60 or 70%. You now pump it maybe to 30% efficiency, so you're drawing a lot more electricity. The pump just a little bit extra, but it's not doing any good.
Mm-hmm.
The only way to move the double the quantity of water is to put that 100 horsepower motor in, turn off your other two pumps, and get the horsepower you need with the pump designed for that, and blow it down there. So that's what you're doing by adding. You use the existing force main, you can turn off the existing pumps, because you can't run these pumps together.
But the third alternative on the email adds a whole nother line.
The third alternative is, if we want to double the flow by running the two pumps you have, we can't put double the flow in the same force main because it doesn't do it. I just put a new force main and I'm dedicating a pump to each force main.
Gotcha. Okay. Now,
you're not changing a darn thing other than the pump pumps in its own dedicated force main. That brought that price down to what you
need. Right.
And that might be the alternative we have there to save us a lot of money. Not save us a lot of money, but it won't be quite as expensive. So.
And didn't y'all say everything in town eventually goes?
Oh yeah, the whole town drains right there. So it's crucial that we have the generator power to run whatever pumps we have in there, because that's got to drain the entire town.
Do we have a generator there now? What,
yes.
What kW is it?
I don't know. My head, but I think those pumps are like 30 to 35 horsepower. It's a start that small.
Yeah.
But the size of it, I didn't do it, but the size of the small pump.
Well, Roy, if we did each pump for each force main, would the generator start each pump?
What I understand is happening back there today is it does that.
Okay.
So I'd have to assume it does, because you're running both of them today.
Yeah.
Back there. I didn't check into that, but I can't look. You need to.
That would kind of defeat the purpose, is what I'm saying.
No, you got to get your ballpark number. That's what I was getting started to get you off of one track on another one. I think I, pardon my expression, shot it down pretty quick about building retention the whole lot of this water. But if you want to do that, I can put you in touch with the city of Baton Rouge, and it's not a pleasant
undertaking. No, we'll stay away from that.
But I don't know how you size it.
All right, anything else on a sewer update? That's it. All right. Planning and zoning. Do we have minutes in there?
Actually, they didn't have a quorum. And they didn't have anything on there.
All right. So nothing on planning and zoning. September bills. They're in your package. Have any questions on it? No? Personnel committee don't have anything. Recreation committee don't have anything. Police committee? Y'all got anything? Governmental affairs. Discuss trick-or-treat times, October 31st, 5:30 to 7:30. That's matching the parish times. I suggest we do that. We'll set that time next week at the meeting unless somebody's opposed to it. And I think the whole parish will be 5:30 to 7:30.
That's going to be on Thursday, right?
Good question.
Yeah.
Under governmental affairs, we also, it's time of year, 1 year prior to the election, we have to set salaries for elected officials for the next term. So we'll have to introduce an ordinance on Monday night to set those salaries for all three positions. Three different ordinances, right, Tom? Police chief, mayor, and council people. So we'll discuss that probably in detail next week at the meeting. If you guys have anything you can comment on, we've gotten...
If you don't make a change, they stay as they are.
Right.
But the section 1.8D says... The mayor shall cause to be added to the agenda in October of the third year of each term, this year, an agenda item reading review of all elected officials.
I'll be out in November, so I'd like to go ahead and discuss it. Not that I have a whole lot of play in it, but discuss it next week, and we'll set those salaries. I'll go on record tonight that my salary is perfect. I don't see any need for anything on that. When I say my, I mean the mayor's salary. I think it's a good number.
You do not get a car allowance.
Yeah, and the car allowance is not in there, so I drive my own hoopty. And then the council, just for everybody's sake, makes $600 a month, and the mayor pro temp makes $700, and then... It's $650, and then $50 a month for any special. I mean, $50 for any special meeting, but we haven't had any special meetings. And then the chief's salary is. We'll discuss that too. We had a little powwow about it today, and I think the chief needs a little bit of a raise. So we'll discuss that on Monday night. And if anybody has anything on that, they can feel free to add in. Any other comments on that, Mr. Niesler? Anybody? And other matters, I don't have anything. Mayor's report, Saturday is election day. If you haven't voted early, make sure you get out to vote Saturday. There's a lot of stuff going on Saturday in town. I went to the chamber luncheon. They had a legislative update that was informative. Jeremy Lacombe, Senator Ward, Senator Price, and Representative Jordan was there, so they all gave a little spiel and had a small question and answer session. It was pretty good. The Chamber won Chamber of the Year, which I thought was a very good award. They work hard, and they won Chamber of the Year for the state. So if you see anybody with the Chamber group, pat them on the back. They do a really good job for us. When we left there, Wes Watts was at the Chamber meeting, and he took us on a tour of the school. School's moving along a lot faster than what they expected. They plan on being in for 2020 next year, 2020 in the fall 2020, to start the new year. So, but it's really impressive. If you get a chance to go out there, if somebody goes with you, put a hard hat on and go walk around. It's going to be really nice. So, anyway, that's all I have for the mayor's report. Remarks of personal privilege. Anybody? Kershaw?
Two things. Parish Council will have our budget hearings sandwiched around Halloween, so we're working on a couple of big issues that we want to put in our budgets for this year. And Barney Altazan, tax assessor, came and presented us with the tax rolls, I guess, for 2019 and 2018. I just wanted to go over a few numbers. Real estate was $193 million in 2018. It was up to $201 million for 2019. That's an increase of 4.3%. I don't want to say the bulk of that, but probably the bulk of that is Sugar Mill. That thing is just... I don't know how to describe it. is huge. And the other big thing was personal property, which this one very much confused me. It was $239 million in 2018, and it's up to $271 million for 2019. That's an increase of 13.1%. So I asked the question exactly. I thought I knew what that was, but they said that most of the industry and commercial businesses have upped their inventory levels, and of course they pay property tax on that. So they must be getting ready for some increased business, because that was just a tremendous increase. So the net number is 9.2% increase for our parish, and this is not the year for assessment. That will be next year. So
reassessment
2020. And Barney Altazan did not run for assessor. Chris Gayran, his chief deputy, will take over, but that isn't till January 1st of 2021. So he's in office for 15 months, waiting to take over. So it's been a good year for us again, another good year for West Baton Rouge Parish, and I think you see the efforts that everybody is making, and what happens whenever everybody works together. I think some good things happen. So I'll be happy to try to answer any questions.
Did you lose any weight campaigning?
I just got out of the hospital / two surgeries, so yeah, I've lost some weight. Thank you.
All right. Announcements. Veterans Day.
Roy, what kind of time frame are we looking at with the sewer situation? That's something we have to do real soon.
For those alternatives?
Yeah.
You'll have to direct me which way to go to put plans and specs to do it. I was trying to get y'all some budget numbers and different alternatives. Started down one alley. Yeah, you know, a $40,000 to $50,000 investment on a pump is one thing. You say, oh hell, we need a generator. Oh hell, we've got to get this controlled. We don't know the electrical engineer. When I put him on, he said, I don't know if energy has the capability for the service they have to give you that. So you have to go back to the energy and see if they have to upgrade those power lines going back. So until you turn us loose, take a direction.
We have a solution that's labor intensive, and that's what we're trying to stop. So we can stop it by spending that. I mean, we have a solution if we get in a pinch. So
it's not urgent. We have to do something in the next month.
No, appreciate what I said. You don't have a sewer problem. You got a rainwater problem. Rainwater is getting into your sewer and causing it to be overloaded.
Yeah, I can imagine the level in Live Oak Station in the last 2 months has been nil.
Yeah, it's just sewer. Sewer. Yeah. Hydraulic, in other words, a lot of liquid going back there. And when you move that liquid, there's a lot more horsepower, a lot more pipe, a lot more pumps, blah, blah, blah. But you've made the effort, better than most, of trying to find leaks and find temperatures and run successful. You're not the only ones in the world with that problem. It's a worldwide problem.
And we will do some smoke testing coming up. Shane's lining that up to do some more smoke testing. Try to see if maybe we can find a major leak somewhere that might help us.
A lot of issues happen between the property line and the house.
Yeah.
Addressing that issue nationwide is a big issue. How do you get people to fix it? You know, some people react to it and go do it. Other people with fixed income, low income, not degrading them, but they still have the money to fix stuff.
Well, I think all the work that CES did was on the east side of the highway.
Yeah, it was on the front side, yeah.
Maybe we have a problem on the west side.
Yeah, that's where we plan on smoke testing on this side. So.
Thanks.
Anybody else for remarks of personal privilege? All right, announcements. Veterans Day breakfast at the Brule Town Hall, November 11th at 8:30. And the Landmark and Heritage meeting Monday, October 21st at 6:30. And with that, do I have a motion to adjourn? Moved by Mr. Richard.
Second.
Second by Mr. Niesler. All in favor? All opposed? Ayes have it.